Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're going to go right into old-time radio, and this week's program is The Inner Sanctum, The Lost Refrain, originally aired March 6, 1945.
Inner Sanctum Mysteries. Good evening, friends of the creaking door. This is your host to welcome you into the Inner Sanctum. Come in. Into a gay little world of homicidal maniacs, vampires, ghosts, werewolves in assorted forms of sudden death. Friends, did you ever walk through a cemetery at midnight and see a girl whose hair is on fire and who's carrying her head under her arm? You know what to tell her, don't you? Well, just keep a cool head on your shoulders, sir, and run like crazy. Fellow ghouls. You know what's going to happen now, don't you? That's right. You're going to scream your little heads off. And love it. Ready? Good. And let's hear our star, Agnes Moorehead, in the role of Claudia, tell us the story in her own words.
At exactly midnight, I saw him for the first time. My head came up, but he held me along a lonely stretch of road near my home. I wouldn't have stopped, but the storm was so fierce, I felt sorry for him. I drew up to the side of the road.
Thank you.
Going far?
No, not far.
Where to?
I'll let you know.
Oh, what's that?
Where?
There, on the
tombstone.
Oh, there's a cemetery where I picked you up.
Yes. Birch lawn.
He said nothing for a few minutes. In the reflection of the dashboard light, I saw his face for the first time. Sunken eyes, hollow cheeks, mouth set in a queer grin, a skull barely covered with a thin layer of milk-white flesh. With a start, I realized he was staring at me.
I've seen you before.
I don't think we've met.
I know you.
Are you sure?
Yes. I'd never forget someone so beautiful.
Really?
You're Claudia Dale.
Why, yes.
You're married to Howard Dale.
Yes, that's right, but I don't seem to place you.
No, you wouldn't. I know quite a lot about you.
Do you really?
Your first husband was Willard Banks.
How do you know that?
He died 8 years ago. The suicide.
Who are you?
You don't know me. Be careful. You're speeding.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
You're trembling.
How do you know so much about
me? I just know.
Really? I suppose you have second sight or some rubbish.
It's not rubbish.
Well, then tell me where I'm coming from.
Pittsfield.
You guess.
You went there to visit a sick friend, Martha Wallstone.
You couldn't guess that.
Would you care to know more of yourself?
No, I don't find your little trick particularly amusing. Besides, what else do you think you can tell me about myself?
Your future?
No.
Your present husband is dead. Murdered.
Would you lie?
You'll find his body on the floor near the piano of your living room when you get home. There are two bullets in his head.
You get out of this car, you hear me? Get out!
All right. It happens that this is where I wanted to go. Good night. And thank you, Mrs. Dale.
He vanished in the shadows on the side of the road. And then I noticed something white and shining queerly at the spot where he disappeared. I looked closely. It was another tombstone in another cemetery.
Oh.
deceived me. The nightlight was burning in the living room. Nothing he had said could be true. Howard would take me in his arms and kiss me when I stepped into the house. Somehow I managed to get my key in the lock. I ran into the living room.
Don't move.
Quick!
I'm right behind you. I've got a gun.
A gun?
Get away from the body.
Who are you?
Turn around.
You! You murdered him!
Be quiet.
Don't come in.
Sit down.
Don't touch me.
I said
please.
Sit down.
Help!
I'm sorry I had to slap you, but you were losing control. You don't have to scream for the police. Here's my badge. Detective Sergeant Quinn, homicide.
Oh, I thought you were...
Yes, I know. Yeah, drink this. Who is he?
My husband.
You sure?
Positive. When was it killed?
About 20 hours ago, 4 yesterday morning.
How do you know?
One of the bullets went wild, hit that clock on the mantel. Where were you yesterday morning?
Pittsfield. I stayed with a sick friend, Martha Wallstone.
Look at these things. I took them out of his pocket. Are they all his?
Yes. Where's the snake ring?
There were no rings.
But he had one. It was quite valuable. He was never without it.
All right, now look. Oh, and did he wear it on the third finger of his hand?
Yes.
Yes, there's a mark, but no ring.
When did you come here?
I drove in behind you. You left the front door open.
I think I know who killed him.
Who?
A man I met on the road coming here. He knew my husband had been murdered.
He did?
He even said his body would be near the piano.
When did you see this guy?
Oh, it's 20 minutes ago. I picked him up on the road.
Where?
At Bert Saunders.
What's his name?
Why, I don't know, but he looked like a human cadaver, like a man who's dead. You don't believe me.
Why did you kill your husband?
What? What did you say?
You heard me.
Why, I told you I was in Pittsfield.
Why did you go
there? Martha was ill.
Were you there at 4 yesterday morning?
Of course I...
Don't lie.
Will you stop shouting at me? I told you who killed him. What are you trying to do to me? Isn't it enough to go home and find Howard like that without you... Oh, in heaven's name, leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Another scotch, lady?
No. No, sir. Here. Keep the change. I'm leaving.
Sit down, Mrs. Dale. Don't go yet.
You?
Yes. Won't you please sit down?
Yes.
Are they making it difficult?
Oh, it's a nightmare. Who are you?
I'll tell you later.
Why do you come here?
To talk to you. I knew I'd find you here.
Oh, yes. Yes, you knew.
You're not so skeptical now.
Now? What did you want to tell me?
That you're the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. That I love you. I've loved you since I first saw you 7 years ago when you came here to live with your husband.
Is that why?
Why I killed him? Is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
I'm not an ordinary man, Mrs. Dale, but I'm not a fool. On this card, you'll find my name, address, and telephone number.
Do you really believe I'd phone you?
Oh, yes. There'll come a time when you'll want love. Good night, Mrs. Dale.
Good night. Hello, operator. Get me police headquarters. Hurry, please.
Yes?
That's it, Professor Quinn. That's Garth
Dragman. Thank you, Mrs. Dale. Would you mind coming down to headquarters, Mr. Dragman?
Not at all. Did she tell you I murdered her husband?
Yes.
I thought she would.
I didn't sleep a wink that night. Twice I got out of the police headquarters. The lights were blazing in Quinn's office, but I didn't go in. The third time, I couldn't bear waiting. I went in.
Oh, Mrs. Dale.
Well?
I'm glad you stopped by. We checked everything Dragman said. Seems he was in the same bar and grill where you met him tonight when your husband was killed.
Well, what about the things he said to me in the car? How could he know about the murder before you or I?
I don't know. Perhaps he does have second sight. He's an odd-looking fellow, isn't he? But you can't arrest a man for murder because of that.
He's criminally insane. I know he is.
My dear Mrs.
He
Taylor.
Is. I know. Oh, what's the use? I had loved Howard. I was determined to find the man who murdered him. I went to Garth Dragman's home. I was about to ring the doorbell when...
Don't ring, Mrs. Dale. The door is open.
Come in.
You were expecting me?
Yes. I was expecting you. Do you still think I killed your husband?
I don't know what to think anymore.
You want me to find the person who murdered him?
Yes. More than anything in the world.
I have strange gifts, Mrs. Dale. I'll find your murderer for you. On one condition.
What's that?
That you marry me.
As my body turned to ice, I knew I was talking to a man. I was sure I was talking to the man who had murdered my husband.
Well, we let our star Agnes Moorehead in the role of Claudia tell you. Go ahead, Claudia. Shock him into the shakes.